Monday, February 16th. First reading from the letter of St. James, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials, for you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. But if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and he will be given it. But he should ask in faith, not doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed about by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, since he is a man of two minds, unstable in all his ways. The brother in lowly circumstances should take pride in high standing, and the rich one in his lowliness, for he will pass away like the flower of the field. For the sun comes up with its scorching heat and dries up the grass, its flower droops, and the beauty of its appearance vanishes. So will the rich person fade away in the midst of his pursuits. Haydock Commentary. Some have doubted whether the author of this epistle was St. James the Apostle, because he does not call himself an apostle. By this same weak argument, we'd have to reject all the three epistles of St. John and his Apocalypse and the epistle of St. Jude. Nor does St. Paul give himself this title in those to the Thessalonians, to the Philippians, to Philemon, or to the Hebrews. To the 12 tribes in the dispersion, that is, to the Jews converted in all nations. The word trials or temptations in this epistle is sometimes taken for trials by afflictions or persecutions, as in this place, sometimes for attempting, enticing, or drawing others to sin. Testing of your faith produces perseverance. St. Paul seems to assert the reverse in Romans 5:3 when he says, "Patience worketh a trial." These are easily reconciled. Here, St. James teaches us that patience is occasionally obtained and strengthened by sufferings. The meaning of St. Paul is that patience works, shows itself, and is found perfect in the sight of God by trials. He that has not a lively faith and firm hope, wavering with a distrust of God's power or goodness, must not imagine to receive what he so faintly asks. Such a one is, as it were, double-minded, divided betwixt God and the world, halting between the two, and becomes inconstant in all his ways, always rising and falling, beginning and relapsing. The brother in lowly circumstances should take pride in high standing. The sense is that a Christian, of ever so low and poor a condition, may glory and rejoice even in his poverty, that he is not only the servant, but even the adoptive son of God. And the rich one in his lowliness. That is, let the rich man lament the low condition that he must come to, for he must quickly fade away like the grass. The Gospel from Mark chapter 8, verses 11 through 13. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depth of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. Haydock Commentary. Jesus Christ did not consent to the petition they made him, because there will be another time for signs and wonders, that is, his second coming, when the powers of heaven shall be moved, and the moon refuse her light. This his first coming is not to terrify man, but to instruct and store his mind with lessons of humility and every other virtue. So says Theophylactus. Jesus Christ makes a deep sigh on account of their obduracy and says, "Why do these ask for a miracle to confirm their belief when they resist the authority of so many miracles which are daily performed under their eyes?"